Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Christopher Kaschek, who is the executive chef for Holloway Commons at the University of New Hampshire. The university has been involved in utilizing local and sustainable seafood for a few years now and has just been very proactive with educating students about utilizing underutilized species and trying new local seafood. So we're very excited about talking with Chef about that today. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Great. I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the program there, because I know the university has been so involved. There's you know, more than one way that you're using sustainable and underutilized seafood. So could you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We really, over the past 7 months, we've really got involved with our local fleets. We partnered up with Red's Best out of Boston, as well as North Coast Seafood, and they pretty much deal with the processing aspect of the products. Hmm. So, for example, if pollock comes in from Yankee Farmers or Yankees Farmer or Yankee Fisheries in Hampton, that product will be shipped to Red's Best. It'll be processed, and then it'll be sent to us the following day for utilization.
Hmm.
We really have spearheaded this program, signing these slow fish principles. So we're really committed to moving this program further. You know, it's very interesting that we have a lot of students. We serve approximately, we have 13,000 kids on campus. And, you know, they're very attuned to what's going on in the world. And to bring in these products and these species that are underutilized and underloved, as we mm-hmm. call them, to basically preserve the species that have been overfished, the students are very, very, very open to trying new things.
Wow, that's very exciting.
It's really intriguing to be able to enlighten the kids and the students. It really is. For example, we did a sustainable seafood event that went on. We had on April 16th of this past year, and we featured local hake. We featured skate wing. We featured pollock. We mm-hmm. featured redfish, which is actually ocean perch. And these are all underloved species and underutilized species, and they were very, very well received.
Hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, I'm just impressed that the university is doing this. Like, I'm not sure how you got into it in the first place, because a lot of university food service programs, you would just rely on your mainstay food service or seafood distributor or Sysco or whatever to get you the seafood that you need, and wouldn't really pursue this arrangement that you have, that you were talking about, bringing in local seafood.
Well, we partnered up with our Office of Sustainability, and
okay.
we have a student here as well. His name is Spencer Montgomery, who was also, he kind of pulled us all together to get this movement on track. He was the one who actually started to spearhead the slow fish principles. That was a collaborative between himself, the university, the sustainability office. So it's really a collaboration.
Okay. Very exciting. And you were talking about bringing in, you know, species like skate and so forth. So how much seafood do you estimate the university uses on a weekly basis or daily?
Well, I can say on a weekly basis, at this facility alone, it's a minimum of 300 to 500 pounds a week. And mm-hmm. now looking at the upcoming semester, now we've just finished creating our menus for the fall term, and they are a monthly cycle. So we'll go 7 days with one type of a menu. Well, every day that'll change. So basically mm-hmm. we're writing 4 weeks of different menus for each meal period for each area of each facility.
Okay.
So on that aspect, we're going to be doing approximately 9,500 pounds of the underloved species and underutilized species coming
wow.
in the next 16 weeks.
So basically most of the seafood you use is local New England seafood and that's underutilized, or how do you, or do you also bring in, you know, salmon and other things?
Oh, yes. Oh, we absolutely have to. We absolutely have to bring in other species. We do try to make sure that they are properly caught and also processed. The reason that we have to do that is, here's a perfect example. If there's inclement weather, the fleet can't get out fishing.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with, it could just be an off day.
Huh.
Could be that they didn't catch the poundage that we need. So we absolutely, as a university, have to have a backup plan. So we have to use multiple sources. But the main thing that we are trying to do is utilize as much of the product that we possibly can that's local.
Huh.
Under circumstances, there are times that we can't. But as much as we possibly can, we will use it.
Wow. And
we are using it.
That's wonderful. And again, it's different from basically any other university that I've really written about or heard about. It seems like you're really focused on using the local and underutilized species.
It's imperative that we do. There are so many species that have been out that have been overfished, and the underutilized species that we are and the underloved species that we are using are great products. And again, they're helping out the local fisheries, which to me I think is a win-win scenario for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And then it's one thing bringing in these species, but how has the university been educating students about trying new things, and just, you know, do you actually end up selling a lot of it after it's placed on the menu? You must have some great marketing there too.
You know, we do. Throughout the facility, we have local signage that will go directly above the products that are being sold, or I should say, being consumed and being served that evening. We also have the management throughout the facility. Everybody is very much on board about talking this program up and standing behind it. I, for example, if it's a new dish, I will go directly to the area where it's being served, and I, promote that. And I will educate the students, please, come here, try this. Tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or you don't, please. That's the only way we know if we're going to be able to keep utilizing the product. The other thing is, and I can say that's really, really positive, out of 100% of the people that come in and try these products, I would say 99% of them come back and say, oh my God, Chef, that was awesome.
Huh.
And after the fact of that, we have the actual culinarians who work in the station that will now also follow my lead or the other manager's lead, and they're very, very proactive and interactive with the students.
Huh.
The other thing is we have a QR code on most of these species that we bring in from Red's Best. So it's really nice, and the students are really drawn to this. They can take their smartphone and go over the QR code, and it'll actually tell them the species, how it was caught, where it was caught, the boat that it came in on, the captain. So it's really enlightening to them to see exactly from line to plate how it's served.
And you get a lot of students interacting with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
A lot of them don't realize, but again, to stand there and see, and now that we've been doing this for the past 3 months, once we start back up with it in the fall, with our regular students, it's going to be very, very well received.
Oh, that's wonderful. And is that a program that Red's Best offers with the QR code?
That is a program that Red's Best offers, and it's a program that North Coast is actually going to start to get into as well.
Okay, and North Coast is a processor as well?
They are.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Oh, that's
They're
great.
Both out of Boston.
Okay. I think that's the main questions I had for you. I'm wondering if there's anything else, I guess anything you're doing into the future that you're looking at adding on to this program, or as far as utilizing sustainable and underutilized species.
Well, we actually are looking into trying to source a local company that could do a lot of the processing locally for us as well. I mean, not that we don't want to use Reds and North Coast. We absolutely do. But if we could get something that the local fleet, I mean, really the New Hampshire fleet, can use,
mm-hmm.
For example, Portsmouth's if we can get that product directly to them and get it to us, even on a faster basis, we're going to do that. We really want to promote the local fleets. That's really the most important thing.
And it would be, I mean, not that you don't already have a fresh product, but it would be just basically go right from the boat to the processor.
Absolutely. And actually, it does now, but you still have, you have a day of transit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's really nothing. I mean, that is no time whatsoever. The fish comes in that day. It's brought to the processor. It's brought to me either that afternoon for use the following day or that evening or the very first thing in the morning.
Okay. Okay. Wow, that's great. I so appreciate you being with us today and explaining the program, and I really commend the university, you and Deb Scanlon, the area director there, for for promoting sustainable and underutilized species and educating your students about it.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Great. Well, thank you, and we'll be talking to you again.